Blog Talk Radio.
I was lost, but you came and found me. You left it wrong, thinking about me. You bled and died to show me mercy. You gave your all because you saw my need. I was empty, but you came and filled me. I was blinded, but you helped me to see. I was broken, but you made me whole again. I felt like nothing, but you gave me confidence. And I'm filled with so much gratitude, but words are not enough to explain the magnitude, the passion of my love for you. You will
Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. I don't think y'all hear me out there. I am Royalty Listeners. Praise the Lord, everybody. I am your host, Associate Pastor Tashana Wiley. And yes, you have tuned in to I Am Royalty Radio Show. Hallelujah. I just got to start this wonderful, blessed day by being excited about that today is the day that the Lord has made just for you and me. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Say now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send us a right now prosperity. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, I am so excited on today. I've been excited about this radio show all day because I knew that what God did for us on yesterday about us being chosen, the Lord has chosen us for the oil. I'm just super excited about what God is going to do on today. And early this morning, I was up early at the 5 a.m. prayer, sponsored by Evangelist James Nevels. And as I was up with that, I began to just start studying on some things that I want to put on IME Ruby. And I began to study about today's word for today. And I'm telling you, it was just a right now word. Today's word is a right now word for the people. And also, I want to let you know that today is Faith Favorite Finance Friday. So whatever you need, increasing your faith, increasing your favor, or obtaining some more finances, today is a day to go to before the Lord about your Faith Favorite Finance Friday. Hallelujah. I'm telling you on today, when we get done listening to the words that the Lord has for us on today, our lives will never be the same. I don't know about you. I am Royalty Listeners, Kings and Queens with Riches. But on yesterday, when I began to just even re-listen to what the word of the Lord was speaking about the oil, I began to get super excited. I'm telling you, it was like joy bells ringing in my soul when I began to listen to it. I was like, oh, my God, Lord, thank you for choosing me for the oil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just going to do a couple of announcements. Well, actually just one on today, and then we're going to get right into the word of the Lord because we don't have that much time. I want to go before you with, guess what? I want everybody to say heart to heart. Yes, annual Heart to Heart, celebrating God's love. Come prepared to receive a word from God. Greater Liberty Temple Deliverance, Church of God in Christ, the best church in the world. Woo-hoo-hoo. My voice going today, so I can't do it like I did yesterday. But 1921 East Empire Avenue, Benton Harbor, Michigan, 49022. Tour prizes, music, word of God, and the coordinator is Mother Marcia Newsom. You can call her at 269-926-3000. And the word of God will be spoken by none other than Associate Pastor Tashana Wiley. And the theme for it is agape. And I'm telling you, if you're in the area, come on out and fellowship with us. If you're not in the area and you just want to just hear the word from the Lord, the trip will not be worth your, it will be worth your time driving or coming or where you coming. Because I'm telling you, if you ain't never heard the word agape broke down on Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern time, the word agape is going to be broken down in different levels and different levels of our life that God is saying to his people in this season. Hallelujah. I just want to let everybody know on today that I appreciate you. The Lord told me to let everybody know on today that I appreciate you. I appreciate you all of you I Am Royalty Listeners who've been faithful listening in since June of 2010. I appreciate you, and I want you to know that I appreciate that you call in, that you listen in, that you begin to even comment on my page and let me know how the word of the Lord has blessed you. Don't you know that it's a blessing to be a servant, to serve God's people, and to be able to come before you daily and give you what the word of the Lord says. So I just want to let you know I appreciate you. I'll just speak a blessing over your life, that whatever you want to do in this season, that God will open up many doors in your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, on today, I want everybody to, if you can, if you have your Bibles, to go to 1 Kings 1. And I'm telling you, when the Lord gave me this, I was like, wow, Lord, I never heard anybody preach off this one before, and I never even heard any, I never even saw it this way before. And he gave it to me this way, and I'm telling you, it's going to be a one. It's going to be, so when y'all hear me get super excited off this one, I really am, because I never even heard, as long as I've been in church, I never heard anybody preach off this before. So this is really going to be something new for all of us. 1 Kings 1, I'm going to be coming out of verse 15 through 20. And then I'm going to go down to 22 through 24, and then 28 through 31, and then 39 through 40. And the word of the Lord says, so Bathsheba went to see the aged king in his room, where Abishag the Shunammite was attending him. Bathsheba bowed down, prostrating herself before the king. I just want somebody to say, bow down, prostrating herself. What is it you want? The king asked. She said to him, my lord, you yourself swore to me, your servant by the Lord your God, Solomon your son shall be king after me, and he will sit on my throne. But now Adonijah has become king, and you, my lord the king, do not know about it? He has sacrificed great numbers of cattle, fattened calves, and sheep, and has invited all the king's sons, Abiathar the priest, and Joab the commander of the army. But he has not invited Solomon your servant. My lord the king, the eyes of Israel are on you to learn from you who will sit on the throne of my lord the king after him. Otherwise, as soon as my lord the king is laid to rest with his ancestors, I, my son Solomon, will be treated as criminals. Verse 22, while she was still speaking with the king, Nathan the prophet arrived. I want somebody to say Nathan the prophet. And the king was told, Nathan the prophet is here. So he went before the king and bowed with his face to the ground. I want somebody else to say bowed. Now we're going to go down to verse 28. And it says, then King David said, call in Bathsheba. So she came into the king's presence and stood before him. I want somebody to say, into the king's presence. And the king then took an oath. As surely as the Lord lives, who has delivered me out of every trouble, I will surely carry out this very day what I swore to you by the Lord, the God of Israel. Solomon your son shall be king after me, and he will sit on the throne in my place. Now we're going to go down to verse 39 and 40. And 39 says, Zadok the priest took the horn of the oil from the sacred tent and anointed Solomon. Remember the oil, everyone. Then they sounded the trumpet, and all the people shouted, long live King Solomon. And all the people went up after him, playing pipes and rejoicing greatly, so that the ground shook with the sound. And I laugh before I leave reading these scriptures. I want somebody to say, the ground shook with the sound. May God have a blessing to the reading and the hearers of the words for the edification of our soul. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I can't wait to just, oh, God. So as I was beginning to read these scriptures and begin to talk to the Lord about this on today, I was like, Lord, you know, you want me to talk about this? And the Lord was like, yes, just write down and say whatever I give you to say. So we all remember on yesterday that the Lord has chosen us for the oil. There it is again. Now the king himself says that he will choose Solomon with the oil. There we go one more time. The King of Kings himself, the Lord of Lords, made a promise to me. And in this season of our lives, we have to be just like a Queen Bathsheba. We have to get that Queen Bathsheba anointing. I know a lot of people don't want to talk about Bathsheba because, you know, they remember her past. See, I want somebody to say, they used to remember my past, but no longer today. See, they remember Bathsheba past because she committed adultery with David, you know, cheating on her husband Uriah. But in this season of her life, she's walking in a wealthy place. And this season of her life, she's no longer Bathsheba the adulteress, but she's Bathsheba who walks in faith, favor, and finances. She's Bathsheba who's a queen with riches, sitting in heavenly places, kind of like a lot of us. Yeah, a lot of us may not committed adultery like Bathsheba, but we, some of us may have committed adultery, but a lot of us have done some things in our lives that's jacked up just like Bathsheba, and people trying to throw it up in our face. But in this season of our life, on today, we are walking in greatness. And not only that, I want to let you know that the topic for today is the king himself made a promise to me. Let me let you know one more time. The king himself made a promise to me. Let me say that one more time to get in your spirit. The king himself made a promise to me. My God, my God. Hey, God. Woo, Jesus. Oh, God, Jesus, oh, God. When Bathsheba began to go before the king, the Bible says that she was in position, verse 15, It said she bowed down before the king, prostrating herself. See, she was in receiving position to receive something from the Lord. She was in total surrendering unto the king, bowing down to him, showing respect to being in the presence of the king. My God, who am I talking to on today? Oh, oh God, Jesus. She wanted to remind him the promise that he told her, the oath that he swore to her, what he would do. How many of you out there on today need to get in your receiving position and prostrate yourself and bow down before the Lord and let the Lord know and remind God and let him know about the promise and the word he has spoken to you over your life? You have to be just like Queen Bathsheba and lady for the Lord, prostrating yourself in a war cry position and say to the Lord, my Lord, you yourself said to me, and you told me, and you promised me what you would do for me. Let him know all the things he told you, and have faith, confidence, trust, and just know that he will grant your request, just like the Bible says that King David done for Bathsheba in verse 39. Not only that when you go before the Lord and remind him, I want somebody to say, a leader. Come on, say it again, a leader. Yes, you're going to need a powerful leader, just like Nathan the prophet. That's why when I was reading, I told you all to say Nathan the prophet. You're going to need a warrior or intercessor on your side who is on one accord with you, just like that she had Nathan the prophet on her side. So when she was in there before, prostrating and bowing down before the king and reminding him of the oath and the promise that he told her, Nathan the prophet came right through the door, reminding him the oath and the promise to the king that he made to her. How many of y'all out there on today, when you in touch and agreeing with somebody that's a leader, whether it's an apostle, a prophet, a pastor, a banner, or a teacher, that you call and say, girl, or come on, brother, I need you to pray with me on this thing. Don't you know that when you at that moment and at that hour and you land before the king and you're reminding him about the promise that he made unto you, don't you know you need somebody like Nathan the prophet at that same moment in time to bow down before the king and remind him of the promise that he has made unto you? Hallelujah. Hey, God, Oboshaya. You need somebody to go before the king on your behalf. You need somebody to remind the king of the promises he has made unto you. Because remember, Jesus said in Matthew 18, any two touching the ground, anything in my name, it shall be done. Jesus said we have to be just like the persistent widow and keep on asking and reminding God, who is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, about his request that he promised you. Don't you know he is the same Lord God that have done that then in the Bible days for Bathsheba? He's the same Lord God that will do it for you on today. Don't you know you prostrate yourself and you bow down before a King of Kings? Don't you know you have to remind him of all the promises he made unto you all last week? Don't you know you have to remind him of the promises he made to you all last year? Don't you know you got to remind him of the promise he made unto you about 2 years ago? Don't you know you got to remind the king, because he himself has told you about some things that he will do for your very life? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. The same Lord that blessed Bathsheba is the same Lord that's blessing you in your life on today. But you have to walk in there with the same faith favor that Queen Bathsheba has. You have to be also like Queen Esther, who had that same faith when she went before the King Xerxes without him asking her. That's why he said the same thing to her that David said to Bathsheba in verse 16. David asked Bathsheba when she came and prostrating herself and lowering down before him. He said, what is it you want? Don't you know that right now in this moment in time, the Lord is saying to you right now, what is it that you want, my child? Don't you know he's sending these exact words unto you right now at this moment, hour, and time? Ask me what you will, and it will be given unto you. God's word, hey God, God's word will never return him void, which will fulfill the purpose which he was sent out to do. Psalms 145, verse 13 says, the Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward everyone he has named. He knows the promise he has spoken over your life. But sometimes you got to get in his face and remind him of the promises he had made to you himself. Jeremiah 29, verse 11 through 13 says, "For I know the plans I have for your life, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you can call on me and I will come. You can pray to me and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord." Glory! Hallelujah! Don't you know that's the same God that Bathsheba went before, who asked the king, "Remember what you told me." You can go to the, you can go, come on, somebody right now, crazy faith people, hold your hand up right now and say, "King of Kings, remember what you promised me." Yeah, you can do it. You can do it right now. I'm talking about some faith people like Queen Bathsheba. I'm talking about some faith people like Queen Esther. Hold your hands up high and say, "King of Kings, remember what you promised me." Hallelujah. Remember what you told me. Remember what you said you're going to do for me. Remember the words that were spoken out of your mouth unto me. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You can go and remind him of the promises that he has already made. And when you go to him, you just got to expect him to do it. You got to expect him to grant your request. You got to expect him to do it just like that, just like Queen Bathsheba did. Remember, verse 39 said, Nathan the prophet went in before the king. Right then and there, he said, "Call Bathsheba back in." And he granted her request. How many crazy faith people know that God can grant your request just like that on the same day? It don't take God on some things a whole year, 2 years, 2 months. God can grant your request just like that. Hallelujah. God is going to do it for your life. But you got to expect him right now to grant your request. You got to expect him to say, "Ask, that's granted." You got to know that you know that he is going to do it. You got to know that he is going to do it right now. He knows and he hears you. Get in your seated position in God. Prostrate yourself. Bow down and worship him. Thank him. Praise him. Exalt him. Where is my faith people at? How many people out there know that if they worship God, he can remember the promise that he told them? How many faith people out there know if they praise God, he can remember the promise that he had told you? How many people know they exalt the Almighty God that he can remember the promise that he has told you? Hallelujah. That's how God is right now. He is the king himself, and he has made a promise to me. And I've got to remind him of that promise. I've got to remind him of my healing promise he promised me, my deliverance promise he promised me, my breakthrough promise he promised me, being set free. Who am I talking to? You've got to remind God of that ministry promise he promised you, about that marriage, about them children, about that family, about the job, about the finances. Remind him about the business. Remind him about the house. Remind him about the car. Remind him about the success. Remind him about the greatness. Remind him about the excellence. Remind him about the prosperity. Remind him about you healing the sick and raising the dead and killing no one left, casting out demons. Remind him about the peace. Remind him about the power. Remind him about the authority. Remind him whatever promise he himself has told you in your life. Hallelujah. Hey, Rabbi Shaya. Hey, God. I want you to know on today, know that you can tell the king himself about the promise he has made to you. I just want somebody, some faith-believing people, to hold your hands up again and say, "Lord, remember the promise you yourself have told me." Hallelujah. Hey, God, oh, bless him. Come on, come on, come on. Give his name glory about the promise he made to you. Praise him for the promise he has made to you. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy of the praise for the promise he himself has made unto you. My God, the Lord, he is God, and he is able to do the exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask to think, according to the power that's working in us. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Remind him of the promise he has made to you. So when you go on through this day, know that the king himself has made a promise unto you. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord right now. Because he's going to answer your promises. He remember your promises. Oh, bless the name of the Lord right now. Hallelujah. All y'all out there right now who know that the Lord himself You know ain't no prophet told you, ain't nobody told you. You know the Lord himself has gave you a promise. All of you out there that know that the Lord has told you about some promise that he's going to do for you, begin to thank him now because he remembers the promise he had made unto you. Oh, bless him. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, he remembers, remind him, let him know about all the promises he has made unto you. Hallelujah. Oh, bless our God. I've been opening up the phone lines for a minute. Hallelujah. Oh, but I need some faith people to know that today they need their promise manifested. I need some faith people to know that they need God to do it right now. I need some faith people to know that God is the king and he himself made a promise unto you to get that request granted right now. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. Remember as you're going through this weekend, when the enemy try to come attack you or people, places, and things or issues, junk, life, and garbage, remember the king himself has made a promise to you. And just in case you need something else, remember on yesterday, the Lord has chosen you for the oil. Hallelujah. Oh, bless our God. Hallelujah. I'll call out the last. For the area code and the last four digits of the number, and you have like maybe a few seconds to say some things how the Lord has blessed you on today or what you need to say to the people's live on the air. Caller, your area code is 501 and it's ending in 8813.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just need healing. Got over a head cold last 2 days. And you can tell the way my voice is rested because I'm in the last stages of it. And also, being prayed for a better job. Thank you.
When I speak right now in the name of Jesus that God will open up many doors in your life. Today is Faith Stage of Finance Friday. So I speak extra faith over your life. I speak increase of finance over your life. And I speak to divine favor over your life, that God will give you a better job. And not only that, that God will give you your own business. So whatever you desire to do, that God will give you the resources, open up the door, allow men to give it to your bosom, like Luke 6:38 says, press down goodness and shake it together and run it over in your life, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And it is so. Amen. Caller, you're live on the air. Your area code is 512. Ending in 2597.
Amen, amen. I want to thank you for the word. It just blessed my heart today. Just want to ask that you touch and agree with me and my husband. We're having our first service. And I know that God is going to move, and you just reminded me that what he said he's going to do, and we can remind him of that. Amen.
Amen. I touch and agree with you right now, woman of God, that it is done. I touch and agree with you right now. That the same way Bathsheba went before the Lord, went before the king and reminded him of the promise. I'm Nathan the prophet right now. I'm standing in agreement with you to stand before the Lord to remind him of the promise he had made to you. And it is done. It is so because we touch and agree, and it is
amen.
Well.
Amen.
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 Caller, you're live on the air. And the number you're calling from is 615
ending in 0153.
Pastor
Kishana. Yes. Oh, this is Latanya from
Nashville.
Yeah.
How you doing,
Sister Latanya? Fine. I can't wait to see you in April, and I just want prayer.
You said you just want prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, touch her to the Tanya right now in the name of Jesus. From the top of the sole of her feet, put a protection hedge around her right now, oh God. Have your way right now, God. You know what she's in need of right now, God. And, oh God, she come before you all today, God. Reminded the king of the promises you have made to her in the name of Jesus. Oh God, have your way, God. Remember, you have chosen her for the oil, oh God. Drip the oil from the top of the sole of her feet, God. Show your glory, God. Oh God, open up many doors in our life in the name of Jesus. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I speak healing over our life, our body right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, just have your way like never before, God. Come in, oh, God, and minister to her right now in the name of Jesus. Send ministering angels right now to our house, God. Jesus, speak a word to our house right now in the name of Jesus that everything around her, everything in her house will and is coming subject to the word of God. It is so. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Caller, you're live on the air, 870-2161.
Praise the Lord. My name
Praise
is
the Lord.
Wanda. My name is Sister Tawanda, and I kind of got on late, so forgive me, but I'm at work right now. But anyway, I just wanted to say that the title, Walking in My Wealthy Status, that's a lot of what where God has blessed me as far as right now, because I was going through a lot financially in the past, not even like the first part of January, I believe it was, and like back from a little bit of last year. But now the Lord has opened up a lot of doors for me, and when I seen the title of the show, and I was saying, yeah, this is for me, and I just thank and praise God for who he is to me in my life and what he is doing and everything that he's getting ready to do. And I know that the Lord is going to move on my behalf even more, because I'm well, everything is beginning to come together more for me, and so it's a lot better than what it was. And I'm moving up in my relationship with God, and I'm just trying to reach forth and press forth so I can go on and be who he wants me to be in the end. So I just want that prayer, and I want all of the saints to pray for me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just want to speak right now, woman of God, that is already done. Your first name, change your name on today, girl. Your first name is Faith, your middle name is Favor, and your last name is already done. Girl, change your name.
Right.
Girl, I done changed my name so many times, but baby, I'm walking in a season that my first name is Faith, my middle name is Favor, and we all got the same daddy, and our last name is already done. Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah.
I love this. This is such a blessing. Next caller, live on the air, is my sister, Missionary Bobby. You have something to say for the people?
Praise the Lord, everybody. I am just so excited in this season of our lives, walking in our wealthy statuses, doing what God has called us to do, and loving what we're doing and doing what we love. And we love God on today. So I just wanted to let you all know that it is just such an honor and a privilege to serve the men and women of God in this season, and just to have a mind to want to serve the Lord. It's all a blessing, all in one. For the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow. So be blessed, everyone, and stay up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's all the calls I'm able to take on today. I want everybody to know before I close out, on Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern time, we have a live phone conference, Queens with the Riches conference, first annual phone conference, the first phone conference. And I'm telling you, if you want a word of the Lord, it ain't no time limit on that. Call in the area code 605-715-4900, 605-715-4900, access code 794-0838, pound key, at 794-0838, pound key. And I'm telling you, it's sponsored by my Christian website network, I Am a Ruby. And if you're not a member, become a member, because I'm telling you, I Am Ruby is on big teams. This on is a group, this is a group of... Miss Nair Bobby, know I'm a Ruby.
Yes.
And God's been allowing me to run this website magazine for 11 months, and it's steady growing. And this conference is sponsored by a group. This conference is sponsored by the members, Queen with the Riches. And everybody in the group is doing a part in this conference. The speaker is I Am a Ruby, Queen with Riches, Minister Antoinette Marshall. And she is going to bring a dynamic word of the Lord. So I'm telling you, you're not doing anything, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 5 p.m. if you on Central Time, and I'm telling you, Pacific Time, it'll be 3 p.m. Call in. I'm telling you, it's like a regular conference. You can get your shot on, your crown, your worship on, your singing on. You can even get your dance on. Well, it don't matter. Wherever you are, you can call in. God is going to do something dynamic. And for all of you who are big book authors and want to write a book, As a Fairway the 8th, I'm a book promoter. I'm affiliated in partnership with a book publishing company that publishes both of my books. So if that's what you really want to do, I'm the person you can talk to, and we can get your book out. As you get it into me, within 7 days, your book will be out, copyrighted, a licensed, legit published book, and you can start making that money that God has for your life. Be blessed. I'm your host, Associate Pastor Deshauna. I will see you all on Monday at 2 p.m. You be blessed. Have a blessed weekend. Know that the King has made a promise to you on today. Be blessed. Agape!
Agape.